Good morning, Macoupin County. Welcome to Mark My Words. I am Mark Duggar with the Macoupin County Farm Bureau. The Illinois Department of Agriculture, along with the University of Illinois Extension Service, is hosting the Certified Livestock Manager Online Training and Webinars for 2021. This is the 25th year IDOA has provided training to producers. There will be two training options for this year, new online training and four webinars, which will provide Illinois livestock producers the manure management training they need to meet the requirements of the state's Livestock Management Facilities Act. The webinar dates are Wednesday, January 20th, Friday, January 29th, Tuesday, February 9th, and Thursday, March 4th, 2021. These will have the same format as previous workshops starting at 9 a.m. After the webinar, those with over 1,000 animal units will be required to log in and take the 40-question online test in lieu of the IDOA's paper-based test. Pre-registration is required for a $40 fee. Please go to go.illinois.edu/CLMT to register. For questions with registration, please contact the U of I Extension at 815-858-2273. Producers also have the option of taking online training that consists of 9 lessons. The online training has been updated for 2021 to resemble face-to-face workshops more closely. It is available at any time and at your own pace. It should be considered the first option for everyone. Producers with less than 1,000 animal units will work through the lessons only. Having more than 1,000 animal units requires completing the lessons and passing the online test. Until December 1, 2021, livestock producers with more than 1,000 animal units can take the online test in lieu of IDOA's paper-based test. You can create an account and get access to the online training at go.illinois.edu/CLMT for $40. Any questions relating to the online training program can be directed to Nestle Actanis at 217-300-2644. Optional information sessions will be held on the new online training system and webinars. To attend an informational session, visit go.illinois.edu/CLMT and click the link provided to join at any of these times at no cost. January 11th at 6 p.m. and February 23rd at 6 p.m. The Livestock Management Facilities Act of 1997 requires facilities with 300 or more animal units to have at least one employee certified in proper manure handling procedures. Facilities with 300 to 999 animal units, the employee either must complete online CLM training or webinar or pass the Illinois Department of Agriculture Certified Livestock Manager online exam. The employee of facilities with more than 1,000 units or must complete one of the training options and pass the Certified Livestock Manager online exam to achieve certification. The Livestock and Poultry Environmental Stewardship Curriculum continues to serve as a resource manual for Certified Livestock Manager training. The manual provides more depth and additional topics than can be covered in a webinar or online training. This curriculum is available for free online at go.illinois.edu/manual. Congress agreed on a $900 billion COVID stimulus package, which will include up to $13 billion in funding that directly benefits agriculture. Nearly $1 billion will support a dairy donation program and supplemental dairy margin coverage payments for small and medium-sized producers. More help will be made available to specialty and non-specialty crop growers, and the Paycheck Protection Program will be expanded, which will allow small farmers to continue operating and paying their employees. Many farmers and ranchers who were previously left out of aid will now qualify for assistance, including growers who were forced to euthanize livestock during the initial wave of the pandemic. The American Farm Bureau Federation recently appointed farmer and rancher members to the organization's Promotion and Education and Young Farmers and Ranchers Committees. Alan Clark of Idaho and Paula Peterson of Nebraska were appointed to 2-year terms on the P&E Committee starting in March 2021. The following members were appointed to the YF&R Committee for the 2021-2023 term beginning in March: Tanner and Carrie Clark of Missouri, Drew DeSutter of Illinois, Charlie and Casey Ellington of Ohio, Justin and Allison McCain of Indiana, Jared Player of Florida, Eric and Alicia Schwertner of Texas, Brenda Sisung of Michigan, and Kyle and Jessica Wade of Idaho. The American Farm Bureau Federation is encouraging hundreds of U.S. dairy farmers targeted by lawyers representing Dean Foods in its bankruptcy proceedings to complete a one-page exemption form available at local Farm Bureau offices in Pennsylvania. Dean Foods estate recently sent out hundreds of letters to dairy producers across the country demanding that they repay 3 months' worth of milk payments they would have received in the 3 months prior to when the company went bankrupt in November 2019. Travis Cushman, Senior Counsel for Public Policy at AFBF, explained that any farmer can use the form. He says that we have just now confirmed with Dean Foods lawyers that this form can be used anywhere, not just in Pennsylvania. Registration is open for the 2021 American Farm Bureau Virtual Convention. The AFB Virtual Convention will be held January 10th through 13th, 2021, and for the first time ever, registration fees are being waived to give all Farm Bureau members and anyone interested in agriculture the opportunity to experience one of agriculture's premier events from the comfort and safety of home. Featured speakers include Mike Rowe, best known for his hit TV series Dirty Jobs, Navy SEAL Commander Rourke T. Denver, and Beth Ford, president and CEO of Land O'Lakes. Over the last 2 years, soybean exports and domestic crushing have outpaced soybean production in the world's leading soybean-producing nations, Brazil and the U.S., helping to draw down their collective inventory by an estimated 1.2 billion bushels. Now, in advance of the highly anticipated January World Agricultural Supply and Demand Estimates report, we're looking at the tightest soybean market in 6 years, with global stockpiles of 3.1 billion bushels and a stocks-to-use ratio of 23%, the lowest since the 2013-14 marketing year. And on behalf of the Macoupin County Farm Bureau, where membership means value, I am Mark Duggar. Have a very happy new year, and may God bless America.